The free kick comes in, left-footed now up towards the centre-halves, and a great save from John Lamb. Brilliant save from John Lamb there, tipped it well, around the post superbly with his right hand. It was a great header from the guy to the centre-half, very nearly the opening goal of the game for Guiseley.
Yeah, I think it was Jake Lawler with a header, twisted his head towards goal. Great save from the keeper.
Position, he's swung a ball towards the back post. Chipchaka goes down in the penalty area. He's given the penalty. He's given the penalty to Bradford Park Avenue. Richard Marshall has put the ball down on the spot. Seemed a relatively even challenge between Jamil Ibel and Chipchaka at the time, but the referee has judged that
a straight red.
Has judged that to be a penalty, and as you say, he's sent off Jamil Ibel.
Well, the referee has obviously thought that he clearly denied Chilaka a clear goal-scoring opportunity only 6 yards out. He went under the challenge, and the referee has brandished a red card. Guiseley down to 10 men.
Penalty to be taken. Richard Marshall steps up, takes it right footed into the bottom left-hand corner, and Bradford Park Avenue have got the lead here at Nethermoor Park. Richard Marshall from the penalty spot. 10-man Guiseley behind now. This is going to be a long way back, perhaps, even at this early stage. Down to 10 men, and a goal down now. Steve Drench with the save. Bradford Park Avenue, surely, it's gone in! They've scored, they've got the second goal! It is the substitute, Louis Swain, that has scored for Bradford Park Avenue. There's a good counter-attacking play by the visitors, and they, frankly, will breathe a massive sigh of relief because of the Guiseley pressure. But Louis Swain has made it 2-0 to Bradford Park Avenue.
Great strike from Louis Swain, snapping up the loose ball, thumping it against the underside of the bar. 2-0 for Park Avenue, but credit goes to Chilaka. He created the chance itself, coming inside, and with an angled shot, that forced a save from the keeper. And resulting from that, Swain swept up the second goal.
Rothery brings the ball inside. Chase of Richard Marshall is down, and there is the full-time whistle. It's been a fantastic game of football for a neutral, to be honest. Superb game, played at a very high tempo. The rivalry, the scene. Guiseley beaten at home, though, by Bradford Park Avenue by 2-0.
Yeah, a highly entertaining, spirited game between, I think, two evenly matched sides.